Welcome to the Home Team Podcast. I am your current host, Sam Acho. If you listen to our show, you can probably guess where Trey Burton is right now. Yes, you're right. He's fishing. So he's not here. Steve Carter is usually here. But if you also listen to our show and know Steve, Steve is an itinerant pastor. He preaches all around the country. And so Steve right now is preaching. So you got Trey fishing, you got Steve preaching and teaching. So I'm here talking to you today on the Home Team Podcast, and I could not be more excited. I've got a couple notes of some great news before we get into our topic. So great news number one, Steve Carter's book, The Thing Beneath the Thing. It's available for pre-order now. Go to thethingbeneaththething.com. Get the book. My book, Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes. It's available for current order. It's also the Amazon deal of the month. Yes, we're all celebrating Prime Day and Prime Day deals. Amazon gave Let the World See You and gave you as listeners Prime Month. It's $2.99 on Amazon Kindle. It's Amazon's deal of the month. Go get that book for yourself, for a friend. Let the world see you. Great news number two. And great piece of news number three. And this is how we're going to start our podcast. Is about a radiothon, a 24-hour radiothon that just happened. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a bit about spiritual formation, because it seems like, as listening to you all, that's something that y'all love hearing us talk about. And we're going to celebrate, because there is a lot to celebrate. So as we usually do, our loyal listeners to the Home Team Podcast, go ahead and go to Trey Burton's Instagram. Leave some fishing emojis, right? Throw a fishing rod on there. Trey loves to fish. Show him some love. Go to Steve Carter's Instagram. Show him some love too. Leave some, maybe some like Bible emojis, some book emojis. Just show the man some love. At Steve Ryan Carter, at Trey Burton 80. And while you're at it, go show me some love at the Sam Acho. But first, we're going to talk about this radiothon. 24 hours straight, raising money for Austin Harvest. And so I'm going to set the scene for you all, and I'm going to have you all celebrate with me, because this thing just ended. So for those who don't know, about a year ago, me, Trey Burton as well, even Steve Carter was somewhat involved, and some other athletes got together and said, man, we have to do something in our community. The community, the city was hurting. We didn't know what to do. We were confused, frustrated, upset, angry. So we decided just to listen. We decided to sit down with some kids from the South Side and the West Side of Chicago a few days after George Floyd was killed and listen. It's about 30 kids, about 10 professional athletes, and about 10 police officers. We sat and we listened. And some of y'all who have heard this story before, bear with me. I'm catching everyone else up to where you already are. We sat and we listened and we heard pain, frustration, confusion, even some doubt. And then we did something. We took a tour of the West Side of Chicago so we could get close to what we were seeing on TV. We saw looting. We saw rioting. We wanted to get close. And so we took a tour, got on this bus and traveled. I don't know, maybe we were on the bus for 30 minutes, drove a couple miles, didn't go too far around the neighborhood. And one of the guys we were with, his name is Jason Hayward, plays baseball for the Chicago Cubs, all-star, all the things. I said, Jason, how many grocery stores have you seen on our 20 minutes on this bus so far in this neighborhood? He said, maybe one. I said, okay, great. How many liquor stores have you seen? He said, over 10. We said, let's do something. So last year, about 15 to 18 pro athletes raised some money, about really used our own money, $500,000, and purchased a liquor store on the West Side of Chicago and turned it into a food mart. Now you're asking, okay, Sam, this is the Home Team Podcast. What does this have to do with sports? Well, as you know, and as you're about to hear, the podcast, we talk about sports, faith, social issues, family. And this event that you're going to hear about deals with all of those things. So last year, we got this money together, raised about $500,000, and bought a liquor store, tore it down, and built up a pop-up mart. It was great. It was awesome. We were excited. But we said, hey, what if we could expand this to not just pro athletes? What if this could be the entire community, the entire city, the entire state, the entire nation could get behind something like this? What if we could make it permanent? It was an idea a year ago. Fast forward to just a few weeks ago, a little over a month or two ago, and I got a call from a man named Danny Parkins. He hosts a show on Chicago's sports station, 670 The Score. He said, Sam, I have this idea. I'm trying to figure out who to partner with. He came to my mind, can we talk? And so all of a sudden we start talking. And Danny's idea was to do this 24-hour radiothon. He had done something like it in high school. Pretty much you were on the radio for 24 hours straight talking about one cause. He said, man, I did this in high school and I loved it. I'm not a, you know, I grew up Jewish kind of, I know you have your faith and we have our things, but what if we could get behind this cause? We said, let's do it. And so the cause that we got behind was a nonprofit that I started called Athletes for Justice, which, shameless plug, if you're subscribed here, go subscribe to the Athletes for Justice podcast as well. We share stories of justice and hope in a broken world. Go buy my book as well. Let the world see you. You'll get even more context. It's on Amazon, Kindle deal of the month. Danny said, is there a cause we can get behind? I said, I have the perfect idea. So I told him the story that I just told you all about, this pop-up mart that was built in a food desert. This place on the west side of Chicago had two grocery stores and 17 liquor stores in a half mile radius. I told him about last year, how we got all these athletes together to build up a pop-up mart to buy the liquor store. But what if we can get the entire community behind it to make it permanent? He said, I love it. Let's do it. And today was the end of those 24 hours, but it's still available if y'all want to participate. I'll share that info in a moment. The 24-hour What About Chicago radio-a-thon supporting Austin Harvest and Athletes for Justice, which is a nonprofit that Trey Burton and I and some other friends started in building this food mart on the west side of Chicago. The west side of Chicago. And so for the last 24 hours, Danny's been up talking, telling the story on the radio on 670 The Score, sharing with everyone this dream. And our goal, our dream, what the kids said they needed, they said that we need $500,000. We met with architects, we met with the city, meeting with the city. They said, in order to build a permanent facility, the one that you all want, it would cost $500,000. We said, what if we could raise $500,000? But what if we could do it in 24 hours? And thus, the games began. And so we had athletes call in. We had Jimmy Murray, who's from Chicago, used to listen to The Score all the time. Now he's an offensive lineman for the New York Jets, going on his third year in the NFL. He supported the first time. He called in. We had Trey Burton, the very own Trey Burton. Maybe it was before his fishing trip. Super Bowl champion, Philly special, Trey Burton. He called in. We had Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL. He gave his own money beforehand. He showed up to the liquor store teardown party last year, last summer, with the mayor and the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department and some Chicago pro athletes and athletes from other cities. Goodell called in. Diamond DeShields, all-star, superstar, guard for the Chicago Sky. She called in. Lucas Giolito. See, I met Lucas last year. I didn't know anything about, I know a little about baseball. I did fantasy baseball in high school. I was pretty good. I was really good, but it took up too much of my time, so I had to stop. Haven't been keeping up since. Lucas Giolito, for those who don't know, is top five pitcher in the MLB, plays for the Chicago White Sox. he gave last year, heard about what we're doing. He called in Jason Hayward, superstar, World Series champion, called in so many people. Emmanuel Acho, my brother, New York Times bestselling author, called in as well to support. And you know, the most amazing thing is that 4,600, over 4,600 people gave. And oh, by the way, not only did we reach that $500,000 mark, we exceeded it. We raised over $661,000 because of you. So for those who haven't heard about it, maybe you're just hearing about it now on the podcast, thank you. Welcome. There's still time. You can still give. You can text GIVE, the word GIVE, to 44995. You can give to the cause. You can go online, go to 670thescore.com/give. Or better yet, you can go to athletesforjustice.org. You'll see it right there. You can give right now to help support this cause. I was blown away. It wasn't just the pro athletes, as I mentioned. It wasn't just the commissioner. It was over 4,600, nearly 5,000 individual people gave. And it was anywhere from $25 to $5,000, $20,000, even more. It was amazing. I think the average gift was $50, maybe $150 if you actually add the bigger donations. Working on final numbers. There was a time where, not even a time, I think even now, over half of the gifts given were $25 or less. People deciding to make a change. And so I'm on the heels of that. I'm celebrating. Steve is celebrating. Trey is celebrating. That's probably why he's fishing. We're all celebrating what God did. This is a God thing. There have been so many times where I've said, man, I don't know with this nonprofit with Athletes for Justice, what are we going to do? And is it worth it? And how is it going to work? And the ups and the downs and the frustrations and the undulations. I think that's the right way to say it. If not, somebody correct me. Undulations, undulating. The up and the down. But God did it. Lecrae has this song and he says, I know God did it. Can't take the credit. Paid off all of my debts, but I still feel so indebted. That's how I feel right now to you, to everyone listening. I feel indebted. I did nothing. I got some people together, had an idea, but God did this. Danny was working, grinding, so many different donors, the Blackhawks, the Cubs, the Bears, the Bulls, Lucas Giolito, White Sox, Blackhawks, TV companies donated. Amazing. Blown away. So what does this have to do with spiritual formation? Once again, you're listening to the Home Team Podcast, brought to you by Steve Carter, Sam Acho, and Trey Burton. Steve is preaching, doing his thing. Trey is fishing. I'm talking, we're all serving in our roles. But what does this have to do with spiritual formation? I was recently talking to somebody, might've been earlier today, and I might've just been listening, but it was this idea of like, we didn't know what this was going to turn into. We just showed up 4 or 5 years ago. I wanted to help in the community. I was living in Chicago. You hear about all the stuff that happens in Chicago. I knew God had me here for a reason. So I just showed up, started hanging out with some kids on the West Side in 20, maybe it was 17. And just started hanging. Didn't think anything of it, was going to hang out and have fun. And then all of a sudden, these kids became my family. And I didn't want to leave. So yes, we're not talking sports today. I know, yes, we could talk about that, the Valley Oop. If anybody watched DeAndre Ayton, Suns fans, the Valley Oop, as they're calling it, that lob in from Jay Crowder that won the Suns game two of the Western Conference Finals. We can talk about that. We'll talk about Trae Young putting up 48. Just phenomenal. Atlanta Hawks, I'm rooting for them to go to the finals to win it all. But it seems like there's something bigger going on. It seems like there are people who really want to make a change. And so if you want to be a part of that before we transition, you can text GIVE to 44995. You can go to athletesforjustice.org. You can give. And if you're in Chicago or happen to be traveling through, I've had a couple friends who are saying, hey, I'll be in Chicago the next day or so. You can go to Austin Harvest, this food mart that was a liquor store. You can go there and buy food, fresh food. I'm looking at some corn that I just bought yesterday. I was eating some grapes last night that I bought from there. The freshest food. 423 North Laramie in Chicago. So I'm on cloud nine. I'm excited because, like Lecrae said, I know God did it. Can't take the credit. It really felt like heaven on earth. I'm not going to lie. Like being there yesterday, and I was doing the phone lines. I was in the radio station. I went to the food. I went to buy some food. But it just felt right. Like so many of us talk about justice or hope or these different things, like spiritual formation. One of our fans, people who listen to the podcast said, hey, tell us more about spiritual formation. It's not so much just reading your Bible, though that's a part of it. There's another part that says, hey, community. Hey, show up. Hey, be the hands and feet of Jesus. It looks different. You may be partnering with a guy who hosts radio shows, who has a different faith than you. But you show up and you let God use you. One of our listeners reached out to Steve Carter and I and said, hey, I love what y'all talked about. Can you tell us more about your mentality when it comes to practice? And I'm getting somewhere with this. When it comes to practice, there's a he sent a clip from Ted Lasso and also mashed it up with the Allen Iverson clip. This is Gary Hansen. Shout out to Gary at Gary T. Hansen with an E at the end. This idea about practice. And if anyone remembers Allen Iverson, superstar point guard for the Philadelphia 76ers, missed a couple practices and they interviewed him about it. He said, man, not a game, not the game that I die for. We're talking about practice. Why does it matter? My perspective, maybe next week we can hear Trey's and Steve, is that practice really, really matters in sports, but also in life. Here's what I mean by that. 4 years ago, 2017, when I showed up to that thing, you could call it practice. I showed up to go hang out with these kids. Wanted nothing. There was no cameras, nobody. Practice. Kept on showing up with no cameras, nobody, no fans, no nothing. Practice. A year later, I got a chance to speak at the nonprofit, the By the Hand Club for Kids, who's helping support this food mart. Showed up, practice. Continue to stay in touch and show up. No cameras, no nothing. Like there's a benefit to doing stuff when no one else is watching because that's when you refine your skills. Everyone wonders, how do you be great? Yes, some people have certain skills and abilities, but it's this idea of practicing. You practice. You continue to work at it. You continue to get better. You continue to master your craft, whether you're at work, whether you're an athlete, even if you're a parent. I'm trying to be a better dad, a better husband, and it's hard. But the practice, the time you put in, it shows, it pays off. And yes, you may have a good game sans practice. You may have a great game. Happened to me a couple times. I had a bad week of practice and I played well. But I still showed up to practice. Some other people might be asking, well, hey, what if I can't practice? In the sports world, it's injuries, right? I have an injury and they need me for the game. They don't need me for practice. Yes, that's understandable. I get that. And usually if they need you for the game, you've put in enough work and practice that you're ready for the game. But for anything we're trying to build, anywhere we're trying to go, it's got to start somewhere. And I would say it starts with practice. Monty Williams, who's the head coach of the Suns, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, Western Conference Finals, maybe in the NBA Championship. It's been over a decade, I believe, since they were in the this far into the playoffs. Maybe two decades. Practice, practice, practice. Little things done well make big things happen. So as we close this special edition episode of the Home Team Podcast, I'll leave you with two things. Number one, sometimes you just got to show up. Even when there's doubt, even when there's frustration, even when there's confusion, you just got to show up. In Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 25, it says, those who wait upon the Lord will never be put to shame. So often there are things that are difficult, maybe like a practice, and we want to quit. We want to stop. We want to do something different. But scripture says that if you wait upon the Lord, you will not be put to shame. There were so many times, so many practices, so many games, so many opportunities where I said, man, this isn't worth it. I thought to myself, it was a feeling. Didn't feel like it was worth it. But one thing I've learned is that we got to let facts trump our feelings and faith trump facts. So faith says that those who wait upon the Lord will never be put to shame. Show up. Go to work. Love your kids well. Love your spouse well. Practice. The thing you're hoping to do better at, practice. Put in the work. Yes, you may feel discouraged. It's okay to acknowledge that. And if I could tell y'all some of the way I was feeling, the frustration I was feeling, even yesterday during the event, being annoyed, being a little bit sleepy, being frustrated, but asking God to walk with me and really God saying he was going to walk with me. Practice. Number one. And the second thing I'll leave with you is that God's not finished yet. As a matter of fact, he's just getting started. He's just getting started. Look around the world and you'll feel like, man, God is finished. God ain't really doing, like, what is going on? And God's like, no, 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 no. Let me walk with you. I'm just getting started. Sam, you thought that a pop-up mart on the west side was the end? That was the beginning. Oh, you thought that a permanent food mart that you're about to build is the end? No, that's the beginning. You thought that raising $500,000 in a day was the end? No, that's just the beginning. Practice, foundation, undulation, life's ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but it's about the journey. There's a quick story, and I'll close here. Throughout the 24 hours that we did this radiothon, there were so many ups and downs, so many times to be frustrated, so many times where it's like, is this going to work? Is this not? Hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. Where am I going to go? How's this going to work? People aren't responding. And then the morning came. And my wife and I were doing a devote. We every morning with our kids, we'll pray, we'll sing. It's the first thing we do. As soon as we wake up, we pray, we'll worship God, we'll sing songs as a family, we'll open up the Word of God and read. And one of the first things that came out of her mouth after whatever song that we were singing, she said that joy comes in the morning. A lot of us feel like we're in this nighttime of life where it's frustrated. We're frustrated and we're, like me yesterday, annoyed, we're sleepy, feeling crappy, feeling lazy. Some people, maybe some people around us, you feel like they're lazy or manipulative or controlling. You want to get rid of them. You're annoyed. Telling them to get out of here. You need wisdom. You need help. Jesus is saying that I have joy. God has joy. Leave everybody else alone and walk with him. Practice ups and downs, peaks and valleys. Those who wait upon the Lord will never be put to shame. So thank you, thank you, thank you all for this very special episode, for joining us for the Home Team Podcast. We love you. If you want to text, donate, you want to go buy Steve's book, go get it. Go get my book. Leave an emoji for Trey. We love you all. Grace and peace.